Hi, and welcome to another edition of Jim on the Air. I'm Jim Suriani, your host with the most. I'm contractually obligated to say that. Also, also known as Uncle Jimmy to some, especially my nieces and nephew. Uncle Jimmy, Jim on the Air, all that good stuff. And this is the show that's about anything and everything Jim on the Air. And it's been a while since I've done a show, and I feel like I say that all the time, as I could do a show like every other month or something. But we're back, and we're doing this time I'm very excited because it's a topic that I don't know too much about, but I've been trying to learn more about the whole world of comics and comic books, graphic novels, and all that. And so we're going to learn more about that on today's show. With me is one of my friends, Kevin Doyle. He has just recently written, not too long ago, a graphic novel that he put together, and he has another one, a second one coming out. The novel, the graphic novel, is called The Ninja Scouts, and the first one is available on scoutcomics.com, which is his publisher, and we'll talk about that, the name of the publisher and the name of the graphic novel. And so without any further ado, Kevin, I'd just like to introduce you to the show. Kevin Doyle, welcome to Jim on the Air.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. It's good to see you. I mean, we're looking at each other on Zoom, but everyone's listening. But well, first of all, what I wanted to ask you is, for those who aren't that familiar, what's the difference between a graphic novel and a comic book?
Well, I say a comic book is something that sort of comes out periodically for a little bit. And then it'll have like an issue every once in a while. And then it may later be collected into one volume. But if it's comes out periodically, it's a comic book. But if it's just like one thing, usually a big thing, it's a graphic novel. So I'd actually say I'm not really doing a graphic novel. I'm doing comic books because I'm putting out like little issues that'll later be collected.
Okay, so what you've written is more of the comic book genre as opposed to graphic novel.
That's sort of the definition I use. More cynical one would be graphic novel is a term that critics made up so they could, when they had to acknowledge the literary merit of comic books, and they just didn't want to call it that.
Oh, okay. But then could it also be said that a graphic novel is kind of like maybe one whole story as opposed to the series like a comic book would be?
Like one whole story that all comes out at once rather than like monthly issue or quarterly issues, regular issues.
Like a comic book would be. Okay. And then, so tell us the inspiration then for the Ninja Scouts. How did this all come about for you?
Well, I've been sort of always interested in comics off and on for a long time. So I was a member of the Boy Scouts growing up.
Oh, me too.
And And also, being a child of the 80s, you know, I watched the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and kind of the two sort of fused together. Because the idea is basically it's like if the Ninja Turtles was an after school club that anyone could join.
Okay. And then so the Ninja Scouts. So these are like kids who are like maybe elementary age or older?
I have them as like, you know, 10 to 12, sort of like middle school, like early middle school age.
Okay.
And they're, at least that's the ones that I've sort of the three characters I'm focusing on for my comic book. They go to middle school, and then after school, they go either, you know, train in their community center or go on missions.
Oh, or go on missions and like save the world kind of a thing.
Pretty much, yeah.
So tell us, who are the main characters in the Ninja Scouts?
Okay. I think the main character is Tamara Tenma. She's sort of, the way I have it is like the Boy Scouts, the Ninja Scouts are divided into like clans, and then they're just subdivided into patrols. So we're focusing on Clan 125, Badger Patrol.
Oh, nice.
And the unofficial leader is Tamara Tenma. So she's a, 11-year-old Japanese-American girl. She's like, really, her mom is sort of the Ninja Scout master.
Okay.
And so she is the really hardcore dedicated warrior. She's also can be like kind of a bit of a perfectionist and like has to have everything perfect.
Okay.
But she's kind of had to learn how to let some things go. Then I also, another character I have is Scott McFarlane. He's sort of the more intellectual, you know, nerd stuff. So he's like obsessed with the occult and magic and all this stuff. And so he's like more like trying to bring an intellectual bent to all the challenges they face. And like everything is a puzzle to solve.
Oh, okay.
And then I have the third one is, his name is Carlos, and he sort of just knew and just joined. He thought it was like some fun martial arts thing on a poster he saw. He didn't realize he'd be fighting lion demons and like mad scientists and all that stuff. So he's kind of, you know, just trying to figure out himself and like what he wants to do and what he wants to be.
Oh, okay. And so those are the three main characters.
Right.
Right on. And then, and this was in the first. So tell us a little bit of the plot without giving too much away of your first novel. What was it mainly about?
So this one is kind of the way I'm structuring it. So each comic book issue is kind of tells a standalone story. So it's like a single episode of a Saturday morning cartoon.
Okay.
And the first one is kind of, they're sort of out on their first patrol and they come across a archaeologist professor who is, I should say the title is The Ninja Scouts and the Mask of Humbaba.
Oh.
So Humbaba is actually from the a lion demon from Sumerian mythology, the Epic of Gilgamesh.
Oh,
and well,
cool.
An archaeologist accidentally released him from a tomb and got possessed, and so the Ninja Scouts have to save him.
Got possessed, as usually what happens, right?
Well, I mean, he read the ancient Sumerian out loud. That's never a good idea.
Oh, and you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Right on. And so that's basically the plot of your first novel that you,
yeah,
that now is available. And by the way, I'm chatting with Kevin Doyle, and he has written, either a graphic novel or, would you rather call it a
comic book, yeah.
Comic book, okay. So a comic book series called The Ninja Scouts. And the first novel is out and it's available on his publisher's website, which happens to be scoutcomics.com. And I guess, Kevin, that was kind of a serendipitous sort of thing that when you were looking for a publisher, tell us about that.
Yeah, so, I mean, I had, put together, gotten a few pages illustrated. I was kind of looking around to see what publishers were accepting open solicitations, since this was my first time ever getting published. You know, sent to a number of companies. And then I came across one called Scout Comics, and I thought, well, that's a fun little coincidence. And so I submitted it to them, and they took it up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so actually what they did is they have an imprint, sort of like a label within Scout Comics called Scoot. And that's for books that are specifically for like all ages, all ages stuff that more kids can enjoy.
Okay. Oh, okay. So that's more what they normally do?
Scout Comics is a publisher. They'll publish anything.
Okay.
Like any range of ages. And then Scoot is sort of the subdivision that specializes in like more for kids.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Okay. And so then you signed on with Scout Comics. And so they published your first novel.
Yes.
That's awesome. And so if folks listening now, if they wanted to check out your novel or if they wanted to get a copy of it, they can go to scoutcomics.com.
Yep.
Awesome.
And I have a website for the series, www.theninjascouts.com, all one word. So that has links to the first issue and also to the upcoming Kickstarter for the second issue.
Yes, and I wanted to touch on that. So the website, your website then, is theninjascouts, all one word, .com. Mm-hmm. theninjascouts.com. And you have a Kickstarter because you're getting ready for your second novel,
right.
And which I want to touch on. But before we talk about that, I wanted to talk about the whole process of what was the process like for you putting together a comic book? What was unexpected? What were some of the challenges that you didn't realize would come up? How was that experience for you for the first one?
So, of course, well, the first thing is, getting an idea and then trying to write a script. I had to figure out how to, get everything formatted, figure out people who can review it for me, and, like, figure out the length. So there's an online sort of comic book workshop I joined called Comics Experience. That's where they have like people can sort of, it's a online forum where they can like post their stuff, get feedback. So I kind of like got some got some good feedback for my script and got all that perfect. Then also on the forum, they have like a collaborator section where like writers can like meet artists, because I am a terrible artist. I think my artistic ability peaked at stick figures.
Oh, I was just going to say, for me, yeah, stick figures. I'm horrible at Pictionary because people are like, is it toast? No. But yeah, I totally get what you're talking about with the art. So they connected you with an artist then?
Well, yeah, there was a forum on there where like artists and writers can like say like, hey, I'm a writer looking for an artist, or hey, I'm an artist looking for a writer. And I connected with an artist who he actually lives in Slovakia.
Oh, wow.
His name is Martin Pilschko, which I hope that's how he pronounces his last name. But yeah, he was turned out to be a really good artist, because I've actually tried, I've been writing, doing comics off and on for a while. So I've actually tried with a number of scripts with other artists, and it's hard to find one that's, you know, reliable.
Oh, the artist is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I
but
can imagine.
I lucked out with Martin. He delivers on time. He's very professional. And yeah, so we kind of got together, and then I took on, so I've also found in the forum someone named Kevin Lintz, who does my lettering.
Okay.
I write, basically what I do is I write a script where I say like, okay, I write a paragraph, here's what the panel looks like, and then I write all the dialogue.
Okay.
So then Martin, you know, draws what's in each panel, and then Kevin, my letterer, will actually take the words in the script and arrange them on the page, and like the balloons and then the sound effects and all that stuff.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Because we're talking about, you know, it's all visual, so you have the dialogue of who's talking and where the bubble goes, so that it makes sense to the reader.
Yeah, lettering is one of those things that's actually a lot of people don't really think about, but it's really important. Because you can get like subtle font differences, and like how the sound effects, how the text gets distorted, can have a lot of effect on your story. So,
and that's what's so cool, I think, about comic books is, you know, I come from a theater background, and in theater, it's, you know, it's very collaborative, because you have a director who has a vision, you have the actors who want to help create that vision, and then scenic designers, etc. And it's very similar with comic books, because you have you, who's the script writer, you have the artist, who's kind of like the scenic designer, like you know, if it were theater, and then like the lettering, you know, so you all have to collaborate and be, well, literally and figuratively, you have to be on the same page to so that you're all creating the same visual look, and they're telling your story in a way that you want, and vice versa.
Yeah, I would say it's kind of like, you know, putting on we're telling a story, so we're kind of like putting on a play, or maybe doing a TV show, but we just have like a handful of frames.
Right.
And we have to tell the whole story with just, you know, the frame, with just some frames, basically.
And in a typical comic book, how many frames are there usually like on one page?
Frames, you know, panels. So there's an average of, I'd say, the average number of panels on one page is 5. But of course, that can vary wildly. Like sometimes if you want a big dramatic moment, you'll just do a splash page. That's just one big panel.
Right.
And then depending on your artist, if you want to show a lot of motion, you'll do like a lot of small panels. You can go, there are some comic books that have like 9 or 10.
Right. It just depends
it kind
on
of,
what,
part of it depends on the artist, because like sometimes I'll write a page and my script calls for like 5 panels, but then Martin kind of has a way of breaking them up into much smaller ones that just looks better.
Yeah.
And so
that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's really cool, because, you know, a lot of folks probably don't realize what goes into putting together a comic book. And it's very much like TV or theater or something, you know, you have to, you know, put it all together, if you will.
Yeah. You're telling a visual story, so you have to.
Yeah, exactly. And visually, the person needs to be able to look at the comic book and go and know exactly what's going on in that frame or in that panel.
Right.
And go on to the next thing. By the way, I'm chatting with my friend Kevin Doyle, and we're talking about his comic book called The Ninja Scouts, and the first one is available. He just started this series. The second one is coming up shortly here, but the first one is available at scoutcomics.com, and you can check it out there. You can also check out his website for the series, theninjascouts.com, and on his website, there's a link to a Kickstarter for his second novel that he is getting ready to put together, which we'll talk about next here. And so on the website, theninjascouts.com, there's a link to the Kickstarter for the second novel. And so, Kevin, tell us about the second one. What's the second one about? What's the plot about?
Well, the second one is, it takes place at a science fair. So the deal is, I told you that my main character, Tamra, she's sort of like the perfectionist. She has to be the best at everything. And then she gets mad when her science teacher gives her a 98 on a lab report.
Not 100.
Not 100, no. She yeah. That. And so yeah. She, of course, insists that she has to make it up. So she ends up trying to make it up by joining the science club, and they're putting on a science fair. But of course, you know, since this is a comic book, kind of the way I have, the way my world works is that every like genre you have is represented in after school clubs, like every like sci-fi trope. So for example, here, the science fair, the kids are making like shrink rays and teleporters and stuff like that.
Oh, fun.
And so she realizes, well, so she's determined to do it, but then she realizes, you know, she's just not at this level, and it's something that she can't really do easily, which is not something she's encountered much before. But so she tries to enter the science fair and tries to handle it, but then, of course, it gets attacked by a mad scientist.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so that's what the second one is basically about, the second novel. And again, the second novel, Kevin is in the process of writing it and creating it and putting it together. And of course, like everything else, everything costs money, you know, I'm sure, you know, with the artists and publishing and
right.
everything that goes into it.
Actually, yeah, all the artwork is done. So it's
ready. Oh, it is.
So I'm kind of running the Kickstarter to fund the printing, a print run.
Okay.
And then also maybe make some money back that I paid my artist. So.
Sure. Right. And if folks would like to donate to that, the Kickstarter link is on Kevin's website, theninjascouts.com. If you'd like to help him out there, theninjascouts.com, just click on the Kickstarter and for Ninja Scouts, or you can also search for it on, you know, on the Kickstarter website, Ninja Scouts, and it'll come up as well. And so, Kevin, recently went to WonderCon, and you've created a costume for for Ninja Scouts. And so, tell us about that experience.
Well, so obviously, the book is the main thing, but I also was trying to think of other ways I can raise awareness for the book, because I was going to take these to conventions. And so, of course, my character, the Ninja Scouts as an organization, they have a uniform.
Right.
And I thought, well, a great way to sort of stand out from the crowd might be to have a Ninja Scout uniform when I go to these conventions. So I actually found a tailor in town who like specializes in one of the things he does is costumes.
Okay.
He actually on his website showed a few costumes that he had made. And so I talked with him, showed him images from the book, and he actually made a custom Ninja Scouts uniform for me.
Nice. And yeah. So obviously folks are listening to this podcast, so it's hard to visualize some things, but we're hoping to put the podcast on my YouTube channel, which is also Jim on the Air. And so we'll have some visuals on that version of the podcast. But Kevin, describe for us the uniform. What does it entail?
Okay. Well, the, you know, it has the sort of the shirt is sort of like it has a lot of the same scout colors, only instead of like a button-up shirt, it has more of a top kimono.
Okay.
Sort of feel like a martial art. It's like a combination of a Boy Scout uniform and like a martial arts gi.
Okay.
And so, yeah, the top shirt is more of like a kimono. It comes with like to green pants. There's sort of like a sash belt. And also, of course, a sash around the chest that has all the, like the Ninja Scout badges.
Oh, cool.
Because, of course, it's a scout, so you have to, you get badges for every skill you master. Like,
and then have you thought of how many merit badges or whatnot that the Ninja Scouts can earn altogether, or is there, or is it like an ongoing commitment?
Well, I've actually, so I came up with designs for, well, I commissioned my letterer, Kevin Lentz, to like, and my, and Martin, my artist, to sort of help come up with badge designs. And so I've, first to put on the uniform that I wear to sort of show that off, and also to sell. So I've actually taken him to the booth. I'll also make them available on the Kickstarter. And after the Kickstarter, I'm going to, you know, set up an online store where people can just buy this, buy all the stuff that they want. And so I actually have 9 sort of skill badges that they can buy, as well as a patch for that bears the logo for the organization.
Nice. So you have merchandise.
I do have merchandise, yes.
And tell us about WonderCon, this, because you just came from there, was it last weekend or so?
Right.
What was that experience like, and what was it like for you, you know, interacting with the people who were attending?
Yeah, it was actually, WonderCon was a bit more fun because, so I had applied to get an Artist Alley table. That's sort of like the cheapest vendor booth where people like come to comic books to sell their comic book stuff. However, first of all, WonderCon is actually a pretty big competitive con at the best of times. And it's also been delayed 2 years. And so kind of I was competing with everyone who had applied since like 2019.
Okay.
So I actually didn't get a table. But in a way, this was a little bit better because I could actually walk around and get the con experience. And, you know, I had a few copies of the first issue in my bag and managed to sell a few, even though. But I was able to like walk the whole floor, see what everyone was selling. I could go, there are also a bunch of fun panels. There's really, it's just something for everyone. I mean, there's stuff for little kids. There's stuff for who are adults who like more mature, hardcore stuff. And you can find something for everyone.
And actually, I was thinking, since you had to walk around because you couldn't have a table, that might have been better because, you know, since it's it is a new comic book and it's a new experience, you have a better chance of interacting with people rather than being stuck at a table that's, you know, down the hall or something. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say I made a lot more contact in this one, but of course, when I didn't have a table, I couldn't sell as much stuff. So.
Oh well, that's true. Yeah, because you can't hold on.
Yeah,
that'd be kind of hard. So my guest today is Kevin Doyle, and he has written a comic book called The Ninja Scouts. And to learn more about it, you can log on to his website, theninjascouts.com. Again, that's all one word, theninjascouts.com. And there's a link to the Kickstarter for his second book in the series. And if you'd like to help him out, you can go to the Kickstarter, and all that information is on the website as well, theninjascouts.com. And there's a link to the Kickstarter. Also, if you would like to pick up his first novel that came out, you can go to the publisher's website, which is scoutcomics.com. Again, one word, scoutcomics.com. And the first novel is available there on that website. The Ninja Scouts, of course, is the name of the series. And go to that website and check it out, scoutcomics.com, and learn all about the Ninja Scouts. So then, Kevin, what are you hoping to do with the series? Of course, we're trying to get the second one up and running and out the door. But looking to the future, what are you hoping to do with the series?
Well, right now, I kind of have 5 issues planned. So I've got, you know, the first two are, well, the first one's out. The second one is illustrated, and I'm getting ready to print. And so I have, you know, 3 more to do. And then once those 5 are done, I'm kind of going to collect them into a trade paperback. And so we'll release it that way.
As like a 5-part series kind of a thing?
Yeah.
And do you know what the other 3 are going to be about, or are you kind of zoning in on that?
Well, like I said, I know what the other 3 are going to be about. I'm in the middle of writing the script for the third one. For the so they're, okay. But I know what they're going to be, roughly.
Roughly, nice. And so it'll be, so at least for this first phase, if you will, yeah. There'll be a 5-part series.
Yeah, it'll be a 5, you know, I have 5 issues, and I'll collect that into like a, you know, a trade paperback, so it'll be like the first volume. And then, you know, well, see how that responds, see what works, and then decide, see if we can keep going.
And then after that, maybe it becomes a TV series or a movie.
Well, I think it would be a good TV series. But...
of course. No, that, yeah. it's very... Well, and it's not the usual comic books that you often see or that you hear about, because it's a little bit different. It's a, you know, so who knows? You never know. And yeah. Somebody could pick it up and make it into a TV series or a movie or both, and then you'll be going to Comic Cons all over the country. yeah, you know, dream big. And again, I'm talking with Kevin Doyle. His comic book is called The Ninja Scouts, and the first one is available at scoutcomics.com. again, that's scoutcomics.com. and to learn more about Kevin and the comic book, check out his website, theninjascouts.com, to learn more there as well. So Kevin, before we went on, we were talking about comic cons in general, and how did you get involved with in the comic book world to begin with? How did that all happen for you?
Well, you know, I started off, of course, reading a lot of comic books.
Yeah.
Growing up. And then it's sort of when I was in the middle of grad school, and, you know, of course, in grad school, so it's easily distracted from all the stuff you should be doing. I just kind of had a few ideas for some comic books that, you know, just wouldn't go away. And so I kept thinking about it until I finally started reading up on like how to make comic books, how to like, you know, develop the, how to take the idea and actually make it happen.
Right.
And so, you know, I started off with a number, you know, writing scripts, and like anytime you start doing something, at first you're terrible. Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, I would write a script and then I'd like send it off to a publisher, and so confident that, you know, Dark Horse and Image were going to knock down my door, and of course it was terrible. But
yeah, well,
but yeah, that's the thing. You just
keep trying.
Going.
Just keep going and keep trying a new idea or what have you, and then eventually something sticks. And
yeah, keep making mistakes until you, like, through process of elimination, to figure out how to actually make it happen.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, and yeah. I see that a lot. You know, you have to kind of make 1,000 mistakes, and then finally the 1,000 first sticks, and, you know, you're able to move forward. And I think a lot of writers have experienced that. You have to, like, be willing to, you know, throw a lot of pages away before you can start keeping them. Well, Kevin, we're just about out of time, but before we go, is there anything else information-wise that we should put out there about the novel, about the comic books, or any of that good stuff?
Yeah, so I'd say the Kickstarter, the plan is to launch it on April 25th.
Okay.
And if you are so inclined, it would really help if you back it early, since that would get the if your listeners are so inclined, it'd help to back it early when it first starts, because that kind of gets the algorithm going.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so technically April 25th, but they can start contributing to it before then.
Well, no, actually, they can't. They only start contributing when it launches. So.
Oh, okay.
That's when it opens and people can start contributing money.
On the.
And I guess I don't know if your listeners are familiar with Kickstarter. It's a crowdfunding site where you can back creative projects of all types. You know, comic books, movies, books, TV series. And the idea is you pledge a certain amount of money to support it.
Right.
And each project has a goal. And so if the creator makes the goal through the pledges, then they get the money. If they fall short, they don't get anything, and you and the backers don't get charged anything. So it's kind of an all or nothing deal.
Right, right.
But it's like for pledging certain dollar amounts, you get certain rewards. And
oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, $5 you get, or like I think $6 you get a copy of the book. You know, you do $20 you get a copy of the book, and I have a Ninja Scouts hat that you can get. And so there's all kind of tiers like there.
I want a hat.
Actually, I talked about the uniform that I made for my made to appear at conventions. But I actually talked with my tailor, and he says he can actually make more custom uniforms. So that be a potential backer reward.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Yeah. And then is there a certain level where they would get it like a signed copy of the comic book?
Oh, yeah. So I think $6 is when they would get a signed copy of the comic book. And actually, if they... I'm still kind of figuring out the exact core levels, but it's probably going to be around like $10 or so. They get signed copies of both books.
Oh, okay.
And actually, I guess I should say, so the Ninja Scouts is sort of my published book. But before this, the mad scientist who attacks the science fair, I actually created a, I self-published a book with her first. So this is a little bit of a crossover.
Oh, okay.
There's actually three books they could potentially get.
Oh, okay. So the crossover with the character, the mad scientist character.
Yeah, mad scientist. So her name is Dr. Destructica, and I kind of I wrote a so this is when I was first starting out and just wanted to do something that nobody else had done. So I wrote a sort of it as a picture book, entirely in like Seuss style verse.
Oh, fun. But so that one you self-published, but that's also available if folks want to get that one as well through the Kickstarter.
Yeah, through the Kickstarter.
Okay. Nice. Well, that's very cool. Well, Kevin, I wish we could chat more. I would love to pick your brain about more stuff about comic books and graphic novels and such, but we do have to go. But before we do that, I just want to give out all your information one more time in case people were grabbing their pen the last time.
yeah, sure.
So Kevin Doyle, his comic book is called The Ninja Scouts, and the website is called is The Ninja Scouts, all one word, theninjascouts.com, and there'll be a link on there for the Kickstarter for the second novel. And you can also look at the first novel on the publisher's website, scoutcomics.com, and again, that's scoutcomics.com. And and yeah, so Kevin, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck with the comic book. In acting, we say break a leg. I don't know what they say in literature, but
break a pencil.
A pencil, yeah. Break a pen.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and we'll have to have you on again once the second one comes out, and you know, when the third one and the fourth and the fifth and all that good stuff.
All right.
Fabulous. And again, his website, Kevin's website, is theninjascouts.com. Also, if you'd like to know what I'm up to, it's Jim on the Air on all social media. Jim on the Air at Facebook and on Twitter and on Instagram, Jim on the Air. Also, the website is jimontheair.com as well. And you can find the podcast on several platforms, on most of them, Spotify, Anchor.fm, Apple Podcasts, Google, just to name a few. But again, it's called jimontheair.com. And yeah, so thanks for listening, and we will catch you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.